We thank you for the message that you have laid on Ian's heart to bring us today. Father, I'd ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word spoken by your servant Ian in gladness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Christopher. Well, I don't know if you clocked it, but last Thursday was Ascension Day. It used to be a very big day. People used to come to services and everything, but these days it passes by a little more quietly. And next Sunday will be Pentecost, and Andrew Waters will be preaching, and I'm sure we'll hear about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And who knows, maybe there might be a big wind and flames. We shall see. It's up to God, isn't it? And it's often called the birthday of the church, the day when, if you like, the church really began in earnest and began to spread like wildfire. But today is the Sunday after Ascension Day. Jesus has risen from the dead. He's appeared to all his disciples. And on Ascension Day, he returned to take his seat at the right hand of his Father in heaven. And angels reassured the disciples that he will return as they saw him go. But meanwhile, there's a sort of 10-day gap, isn't there? Waiting for the coming of the Spirit. And I think in St. Andrew's here too, we are in a bit of a pause, a retreat time, if you like, and recovery time. Now, I know that sounds a little bit negative, but retreat isn't always bad. Jane and I, on Monday, the beginning of this week, we went to Limehouse in Docklands, London Docklands, to a place called St. Catherine's, a retreat house and conference centre, kind of an oasis in the hubbub of East London. And we had a quiet day, reading, praying, talking together, reflecting on what's going on in our lives at the moment. I recommend that to you. Doesn't have to be there. Our diocesan retreat house at Pleshy over near Dunmo has just been renovated. They've got a new big orangery, a lovely room, and that's a lovely place to go. You may know other little quiet oases where you can take a little bit of time out, and particularly time with God. We had a time of prayer this week, and one of the things that God said to us is just a little phrase, not ready, not yet ready. Now, obviously, you can interpret that different ways, but somehow God's saying, hang on, don't jump yet. This is a time of rest for the weary, a loving place. There's no rush. A bit like those moments before you do something where you just have a little bit of a stretch and get ready for action, if you like. And so our prayer was that may God give us the grace to wait. As the disciples had to wait in that upper room, waiting for the coming of the Spirit. As perhaps you remember in the Old Testament, the people of Israel in the wilderness had to wait while the pillar of cloud was stationary. And only when the pillar of cloud, God's presence, got up and began to move forwards, could they actually follow and strike camp and go with it. Or another image, perhaps. It's a bit like being in a tunnel. You perhaps know that experience. I don't know what kind of a tunnel. It might be under the earth or a canal or under the Thames or whatever. Being in a tunnel and seeing the exit, a pinprick of light even, in the distance. And you have to just keep going, don't you? There's that time. You can't get there immediately. It takes time. But you have to keep your eyes on, well, in our case, on Christ, our hope, and keep going while the tunnel is, while you're in the tunnel, if you like. That said to me, actually, we need to keep our focus on Jesus. Perhaps pray for our leaders, whether it's in the church or indeed in the nation. but we need to keep our focus on the important things. I had a particular thought from God this week about keeping faithful, particularly in the sexual area. It's so easy, isn't it, for people, particularly in public life, to fall for temptation. And the church, and indeed the nation, is damaged by that. So in a way, it's a bit like one of those big, strong castle walls with strong foundations. They look great, they look strong, don't they? But we all know that if you undermine even a strong wall, then the foundations come crashing down and the wall comes to the ground, doesn't it? Immorality undermines the church and the nation. And so we need to keep chaste and faithful for the sake of God and his gospel. We prayed that God would strengthen us. We were, at the time, it was raining, it was pouring. We could hear the rain on the roof. And it's a bit like God's grace, if you like, filling us, strengthening us, giving us the grace of his Spirit. I think in these sort of pauses, in these quiet times, we have a lot to be thankful for. This church has a lot of strengths. Some of them have gone out to their teenage activities, haven't they? Soul Bar. What a glorious thing that is. And thank you to Christopher and Tessa for your hard work on that, as well as Bex. Our youngsters are a joy, aren't they? And indeed, Messy Church has also been a great joy and delight that has sort of sprung into being, if you like. That big banner on the wall there is a reminder of that, isn't it? Cafe Church, which we've done even more recently, putting our tables and chairs around in a more informal arrangement. That's been a strength for this church. Our welcome on the door. A number of people have said to me, you know, I came for the first time today and I had such a warm welcome on the door. Let's pray for our sidesmen, because that ministry is so important. The first face that a newcomer sees at the door, the first smile that they're greeted with, is really important. Our network groups. We had a meeting of our network leaders this week, and we were, I think, surprised and delighted at the sheer number of people in this church who are part of a small group, a network group in our church. If you're not a member of one, have a word with me or perhaps Peter Strode or Andrew Waters afterwards. We'll find one that's right for you. But it's so helpful to support one another, to grow in our faith. Our prayer here in church, not only on a Sunday morning, but also in the network groups, our prayer walks around Mark's Tay, our corporate prayer meetings on through the week and so on, our prayer ministry at the front at the end of our worship. There are so many things going on. In fact, we're even trying to draw up a big list of all the things that happen so that we can put up a display. Because when you look at it, God is doing wonderful things. And as Christopher and I both heard God say at the beginning of this service, one of the key things in a time of retreat and of re-strengthening, if you like, is to love one another, to pray for the power of God to grow stronger in our lives. That, if you like, is our focus at the moment. Do you remember the Wordle, the diagram that Hannah Edwards drew? I think it's going to pop up on the screen if I ask Tim nicely. With those wonderful words up the middle, passion for Jesus. I'm hoping it's there. Anyway, if it isn't, you probably remember it. You can probably picture it in your... There it is. Lovely. Those words that were really important to our vision for this church. We want to be a people who are passionate and particularly about Jesus himself. And that's actually the diocese's motto as well on the next image. The diocese says our passion is Jesus, proclaiming and living out God's love for all people. So we want to remind ourselves of the good things that God gives us and to aim for that pinprick of life, if you like, that is Christ, that's leading us on. We're going to be thinking in the next few weeks about what it means to be a Christian, the basics of our Christian faith. And I'd encourage you, when we get to that, not to say, oh, well, I'm above all that, but to re-examine what it is to be a Christian, what it is, for example, to worship God regularly, both privately and in small groups, as well as on a Sunday. What it means to be a people of generosity, because our God is generous. And so we need to be people who give. I'm so delighted at the sums that we're able to give to Nepal. We're going to hear a little bit later how much has been raised for that. But tomorrow we'll be sending that money off to Chitra in Nepal. There are so many good things that we can celebrate as the people of God. So let's not rush. Let's take time to love one another, to support one another, to build up the church in these weeks ahead. As we sit here, let's just pray and bow our heads and be aware of God's presence. Maybe God has spoken to you in one way or another as I've been speaking. Lord Jesus, how would you have me respond? Speak, Lord. Maybe there's somebody I need to go and see. Maybe there's an action I need to take. Help me to be bold, Lord, to do your will, to witness for you in this world. Guide me, Lord, today by your Spirit.